other than other days. I was thinking some more about the Rashis, and I think maybe I have a we have a few problems in the Mashmos of Rashi. Rashi says by the first Migud of the Gemara, when the Gemara says the Migud have Yidlaifim in Sukkah, have Yidlaifim in Shabbos, that the Shlishis Tepach, Yidlaifim for Sukkah, it's Yidlaifim for Shabbos. So Rashi's question is that the Agmi Rechmono, that the Tepach is like a Yidlaifim Shlema. That's the halacha. The Ilchasa of Shlishis Tepach said that the Tepach is like a Yidlaifim Shlema. Chayyur the Mashmoyis Rashi. So there's the Ritva at the beginning of the Sugya, where the Ritva says that the Pshat in the Shlishis Tepach is Roy Roy Sekivu Yav Bekulu. And we look at the Doifin as if it's Nimshach. Out of Echayim, I can say the Machesher is the slide word. That the word of Shlishis Tepach is that we look at the Tepach Kilu as Nimshach Al-Pnei Kulu. It's a Rashash, that's like a good halacha. Rashash in the previous Omud, it goes under the heading of good. Good is a Vada Hamshach. Good Asik, good Achis. It's also a good, kind of good. The Tepach is Nimshach Al-Pnei Kulu. Problem with that is that the problem with that Havon and Rashi is that it's not parts. But Rashi later says that when you have strife from Chosn and Shlishis of Hilu Tepach, two of the Rubens are Putzos. And Abba Eimin Rubis is the Chiddush and Sukkah. And Shabbos you need Eimin Mubal Aparis Medal Ruchas. In Sukkah you don't need that because. And even if you have only two mechitzas kilchasan and the shlishis tefach, and if you have a couple of small pizzas, the tzirah, the other two ruchos, it's going to be parts mumalayim. But nonetheless, it's kosher. It's mekushin Rashi that when you have a shlishis tefach, the ruch shlishis, except for that tefach, is considered to be prutzel. If there would be a royim in the literal sense of good achis, good asik, then it's not parts. Moshe, we have a mechitza with good asik and mechitzasa. So it's not only with that one, it's move on. It's Omud and Shabbos. And Omud, the way I saw it. So how do you have mechitzas? Pasha Pshat is, we had an interesting meeting with Pasha Pshat. You have mechitzas with good asik. Well, the whole mechitza is good asik. What good asik? It's parts move on. There's no Omud. It's all parts. Parts is not parts. If you have good asik, it's not parts. Because good asik is a mechitza. And like was with Pitikura and all of these Royims, all of these Hilchasas, they're not called Paras, they're called Lamed. So if the Tefach, if there's a Royim I secure Nimshech, Asaf Nekula, that the Tefach is, that the Halacha says that the Tefach is secure Nimshech, then it's not Paras. Why is it called Paras Ruba Lamed? Here I want to stress maybe. So then we can ask it as a Kash on the Ritva. The Ritva says the Feirish that it's a Royim. How does Ritva explain the Gemara? The Gemara says that Yiseiros Shabbos al Sukkah, the Shabbos is Oymen Mu'al Paretz, and Sukkah is Nteres Beparetz Mu'al Oymen. Why is it Paretz? The Ritva says there is Royim Esikilin Mashachas al Pneku. The Ritva though is not so shreff. Because the Ritva learns that Gemara about Paretz Mu'al Oymen, not like Rashi. The Ritva learns that the Gemara about Paretz Mu'al Oymen is talking dafk about the Ruach Shlishis. The Shabbos you need the Ruach Shlishis. The Ritva doesn't have this notion that there's Oymen Mu'al Paretz Midal Ruchas. Every mechitzah is a nidah by itself. So the Ritva learns pshat in the Gemara that on Shabbos the ruach shlishis have to be oymen mu'al paretz like any other ruach, and on Sukkah the ruach shlishis could be paretz mu'al oymen. Maybe it's the wrong. On Shabbos the ruach shlishis have to be oymen mu'al paretz like any other mechitzah. On Sukkah the mechitzah shlishis could be paretz meruba ala oymen. So then it doesn't bother me so much. What do you mean paretz mu'al oymen? There's a rayim. It's not paretz. The Ritva can say the pshat is Yeah, now that there's a hilchus, it's not porous, but that's good for the chiddush. That's good for what the Gemara means. That on Shabbos you need to have an oyv nubala porous because there's no hilchus. On Sukkah you have as a hilchus that the tefach is kilunim sheches, and you may look without the hilchus will be porous and will oyv, and that's the Yisrael Shabbos or Sukkah. Shabbos doesn't have the hilchus. That's good for pshat and work. Not that now it's porous and will oyv. Now there's some oyv nubala porous. But that's good for the pshat. That the hilchus tells me that even though in hilchus Shabbos will be parish mubal la'imid, but in hilchus Sukkah it's not good parish mubal la'imid because also hilchus and makes it la'imid. It makes it salsa. That's good. You learn in the light. That's good in the ritual that the Gemara is only talking about the ruach shlishis. According to Rashi, when the Gemara talks about parish mubal la'imid, it's talking about the ruach shlishis and the ruach rabiyas. Saying that in the sahakal, the Sukkah is parish mubal la'imid, because if you add the ruach rabiyas with the ruach shlishis, except a little pepper. So we have it's porous. The ruach rabiyus is porous aliv demes. Can't say the Gemara means because the hilchus makes it oymed. Hilchus maybe makes it oymed. The ruach shlishis certainly doesn't make it oymed on the ruach rabiyus. Rashi can't be reading the Gemara that way. Rashi is reading the Gemara that aliv demes is porous move oymed. So ruach rabiyus I understand is porous, but how is ruach shlishis porous? That was problem number one. So this of all the questions in Rashi, this is the least intractable. This is the easiest to deal with. For this, I could say that when Rashi said that the tefach is a doifin kshera, the agmi rachmona, that the tefach has the din of a doifin shlema, that Rashi does not necessarily mean that it's roiv. The Ritva said a lashon of roiv. Rashi doesn't have to mean roiv. Rashi just means that Rashi could just mean that the tefach is mabdil the whole ruach, because normally to be mabdil the ruach you need a doifin shlema. The doifin shleima divides what's on one side of the doifin and what's on the other side of the doifin, what's on one side of the mechitza, what's on the other side of the mechitza. That's usually how a mechitza works. And here, agmei rachmona, that the tefach alone is enough to be mavdal the whole ruach. Not that the tefach itself is nimsheches al pnei kluma. The tefach is b'mkoymei oimet. The tefach is over here. But the tefach delineates that the whole ruach, that one side of the ruach, it's like a sign. The tefach is like a marker. The tefach says, this is the line. And that's mavdil the whole ruach. What's on one side of the line is one rishus, and what's on the other side of the line is the other rishus. But not that the halacha says that the tefach itself is nimshach. Rashi never said the lashon of nimshach. The tefach itself is not nimshach, and the emes is that it's poros. But the halacha says that it's mavdil like a doifin shleiman. To be mavdil normally you need a doifin shleiman. The tefach alone is able to be mavdil the whole side. So that problem itself, I think that's the emes. And when Rashi says that the tefach is a doifin shleima, he does not mean the idea of roya. Can't be. Wouldn't stick with the next with the Rashi later. It's porous. It just means that it has the ability to be mafdil the whole ruach the same way a doifin shleima is mafdil the whole ruach. However, we're very far from being out of the woods. Yeah.
Also referring to Rashi by Esal Yosef.
Yeah.
Rashi said that Esal Yosef is
Yeah, right. You see over there, Rashi, Rashi's tefach. That's the quote of Mashmos and Rashi in your test. Can the Kamash go on? That's the we'll maybe Rashi there also means right. But I think about the emes is like this, that Rashi doesn't mean that Rashi doesn't have the notion of right. But it's part. Perish and Rashi, we can't get it. However, we have other questions still. First of all, we had the question of the Hashlama. The Hashlama asked, Rashi says that the migoy works that you could carry in the sukkah. That you have a shlishis tefach, even though in an ordinary Shabbos you wouldn't be allowed to carry. But now with the migoy, you're allowed to carry in the metalkul from its bias, from the sukkah and so on. Ask the Hashlama. Even if you have a royim for the doifin shlishis, but on Shabbos you're misakin the doifin rabbi, the ruach harabiyas. Not midiraisa, but midirabanan. You have to have something in the ruach rabbis. A lechi, a kaira, a shnei lechayayim. Depends. The chadzer, a mavi. The second students in the halachas in the second area. But kavod, you need to have a tikkun ruach rabbis. Here you don't have it. Here you only have Stein till Kosman is Dusa Stefan. So how are you allowed to carry? So Rashi Lama says in the Haranik, you're not allowed to carry if you're only Tachiyah Katos. But Rashi learns, like the Ran, the Meiri, that you are allowed to carry. All right, what do you do with the Kasha of Rashi Lama? So the Meiri answered, he elaborated a little bit on the Meiri, but the Meiri basically answers when the Gemara says, Doifin, it's Lav Dafka. The Meiri is not in the Doifin. The Meiri is in the whole Rashus. The Meiri is the Rashus, which, that Meiri that was Shayim Kachosm, Tisha Stefach, the Rashus of the whole Sukkah is in the Velas. So the Melo, well, I think the Gabi Shabbos, the Rishus of the whole Migoy is Nivellus with the Migoy, and that takes care of the Derabonis also. Same way it takes care of the Deraisis of, the same way it takes care of the Deraisis, takes care of the Derabonis. That's not what it says in Rashi. Rashi says the Migoy is Taka on the Daifin. Rashi learns the Migoy is the Migoy, that the Tefach, Agmi Rachmona, that the Tefach is the Daifin Shlemo. Very nice. So you have a Daifin Shlema. What do you do with the Ruach HaBiyas? So you call the Ikka is Chosta from Rashi. At least one of the Ikkaim is Chosta from Rashi. That you have to have a, that there needs to be another Migo over here to be Mabdul the Ruach HaBiyas. Yesterday, so last week, I said maybe it's not after the Rashi. Daifin Shlema, it doesn't mean only Daifin Shlema. It means like state the Fana Shlemas. But that's not the Pashtus in Rashi. So that's a problem here in Rashi. Then we had another Kashin problem in Rashi. Rashi has this bombshell by Oymid Ruba. When the Gemara says, the Pharisee says, you say a Shabbos on Sukkah. Shabbos in Teres needs Oymid Ruba la Poret, and Sukkah in Teres even the Poret Ruba la Oymid. And Abai says there's a Migur for that also. Bear in mind, Abai says that is also a Migur. That's the second Migur in the Gemara. That on Shabbos, Shechal B'Sukkahs, so then you could use Poret Ruba, you don't need Oymid Ruba la Poret, you could use this Poret Ruba la Oymid of Sukkah. Like a Poret. It's a chilek between Shabbos and Sukkah, and Rashi learns. Rashi's big finish. Then on Shabbos you need to have Oymid Ruba from all four sides. And on Sukkah you only need Oymid Ruba and the Shtayim Kol Chosma is Lisa's Tefach. So the question we raised the question yesterday. Maybe I understand that on Shabbos the third mechitza is more common than on Sukkah. Shabbos needs three mechitzas. Sukkah only needs Osa Hilchasa Vegara Lushishas. I would understand if the halacha was on Shabbos you measure Oymid Ruba from three sides, and on Sukkah you only measure Oymid Ruba from two sides and a little bit over. But that I could understand very well. But why should the fourth side be different than Shabbos than it is on Sukkot? The same way Sukkot doesn't need a fourth mechitzah, Shabbos also doesn't need a fourth mechitzah. So mechitzah, if there's a din on Shabbos, you need Oymid Ruba from more sides than you need mechitzahs. So why should Sukkah be any different? Marashuk. Oymid Ruba is only where you need mechitzas, so you shouldn't need to be Oymid Ruba on the fourth side. And if Oymid Ruba is more than you need mechitzas, then why shouldn't it be true by Sukkah as well? So here, I think the Pashut answer is. That the Gemara holds that that's included in the Hilchasa of Shtayim Kol Chosma Shlisa Tefach. The Shtayim Kol Chosma Shlisa Tefach does not mean merely that you don't need three mechitzas; you could have two mechitzas in a fraction. The Hilchasa of Shtayim Kol Chosma Shlisa Tefach says that that's all the oymah that I need. So therefore, on Shabbos you don't have that Hilchasa. On Shabbos you take a need. You need Oymid Ruba from all four sides. But on Sukkot, the Torah, the Hilchasa says that you only need Shtayim Kol Chosma Shlisa Tefach. That's how much Oymid you need. And that much Oymid has to be Oymid Ruba L'Poret. So that much has to be Oymid Ruba L'Poret, but not any more. It all goes into the halach. Let's say if that's the case, and the Torah has to figure out how does that dovetail with the Rashi that says that the Hilchasa says that the Tefach is a Daifin Shlema. Then you're saying two different things. If the Hilchasa is saying you don't need Oymid Ruba from all four sides, so what's it saying L'moshul copy the fourth side? What is the Hilchasa saying copy the fourth side? Saying you don't need Oymid there at all. You don't need a Havdalah there at all. So Mechitesh is saying anything different by the third side. Right, the third side is saying the same thing. You don't need a Havdalah there at all. What exactly is the nature of this Hilchasa? Is the Hilchasa saying that the Tefach is Ki'ilu a Mechitza? So Ki'ilu I have three Mechitzas. So So after the kilu, I basically, it's not a roya, it's not a roya. But what is this hilchus do? We model the Shabbos. Shabbos needs three mechitzas. Now I have a hilchus, so you could learn the hilchus the same. Even though it doesn't look like you have three mechitzas, but the tefach is like a mechitzas. So now you have three mechitzas. That's a very different thing than saying that the hilchus says that on sukkahs you don't need four, you don't need ayim and merubah. Normally you need a hekef from all the tzodim because you need ayim and merubah. And on sukkahs the hilchus says that you don't need ayim except over, you don't need any ayim more than shtayim kuchas and shtisah shvilu tefach. So if that's the hilchus, that you don't need any more ayim than shtayim kuchas and shtisah shvilu tefach, which means that on the fourth side you don't even need ayim and merubah laparos. So why should the third side be any different? So where do you see that the tefach is the ayim and shtayim? Probably two different nigunim. What's the nigun of the hilchus? Is the nigun of the hilchus, it looks like a short mechitza, but you look at it like a big mechitza? Or is the hilchus saying, in sukkahs, you don't need mechitzas from the other side. You don't need mechitza, and Shabbos also don't need mechitza, but Shabbos at least you need oimen ruba from all four sides. And on sukkahs, you don't even need oimen ruba from all four sides. This is all the oimen that I need. Doesn't sound like the same hilchus at all. One of these questions individually, maybe there's different ways to deal with it. But what I want to say, to tie it all up, is basically the following. And I think this is maybe a Pesach to a lot of the issues that we've had. At least in let's see. One second. We'll start with the Hanoch. The Etzem to make a Rishus, whether it's a Shayoch or a Rishus or a Sukkah, the Etzem you need a Havdolah from all four sides. That's what Rishus means. Rishus means it's a Rishus that's mudelis from the surrounding. And Shabbos, how you mavdul Rishus Yochid from all four sides? Three sides, I understand. Three sides, you have a machitza. But how you mavdul the fourth side? What is the Havdol on the fourth side? You can't see Chalan Ulema, it's a Pesach. You have to be worried. But I think the emes is Lefi Rashi. I mean, maybe that's also true, that it's a Pesach. That's why it doesn't need a full-fledged machitza. But it says, I think, in the Rashi over here, that the Havdol of the fourth side, what's Mavdol of the fourth side, is that there's an Ayman Abu Bala parts from both four sides. Hagam, Abad also says that the fourth side is not the same as the other three. The other three need to have literal mechitzas, the fourth side doesn't need a literal mechitza, and maybe that has to do with the concept of Pesach. But we'll put that on the side. That might be true. It's just that, you know, that may be true in its own right. But it says in Rashi, that in the Rashi that says that you need a ayman ruba from all four sides, so I think implicit in that is that what's part of what's mabdul the fourth side is that the mechitzas that I have are ayman ruba laparos from including the fourth side. Otherwise, it makes no sense. I don't need it. I don't need anything to be mabdul the fourth side. So then, why should ayman ruba laparos have anything to do with the fourth side? The fact that I measure ayman ruba laparos from all four sides, that means that in some sense I take the mechitzas that I have, which are only three mechitzas, true. And I take those three mechitzas and I say, now it's ayman ruba laparos from the whole perimeter. That means in some way these mechitzas are here to be gaider the whole perimeter from all four sides. And that's part of what makes the Havdol on the fourth side. Or maybe that's all that makes the Havdol on the fourth side. Maybe we don't even need the concept of Pesach. I don't know, I don't think the concept of Pesach has to detain us. What I want to say today, we don't even need it. The halacha says that you need ayman ruba laparos from all four sides, and that's the Havdalah for the fourth side. The fourth side is mudelis with ayman ruba laparos. In Sukkah, the hilchos of shtayim kuchas and shtisah shvilu tefach contains the idea that also I think says in Rashi, that contains the idea that that's all the ayman ruba that I need. I don't need ayin ruba laparos from all four sides. And even though it's a chiddush, the Ritva doesn't think there's such a thing going on even in Shabbos, but even though it's a chiddush, we have to say according to Rashi that that's part of the hilchus. In the hilchus of shtayim kuchas and shisa filu tefach doesn't merely say, yeah, it's enough to have two mechitzas and a tefach, but those two mechitzas, they still have to be ayin ruba from all four sides, which is not impossible. You could theoretically have shtayim kuchas and shisa filu tefach, that would be ayin ruba from all four sides. You would have to be careful not have any kemat any pirtzis at all, or only very tiny pirtzis, because you have very little margin of error. But in theory, it's possible. We have to say no. That's the hilchus says that that's not necessary. The shtayim kuchos and shisa filu tefach says that not only are those not only do I not need more physical mechitzas, that's all the oimed that I need. That's all that I need to be geider b'poil. I need to be geider shayin kachos v'shisivu tefa. I don't need to be geider anything more, and therefore I don't need oimed u'mal ha'parts from all four sides. I only need oimed u'mal ha'parts in the mechitzas that are laid out. And how is the rest of the sukkah mugdalos? Nice, so there's sukkah has to move delos. That's still true. The rishus of the sukkah has to move delos from its surroundings on all four sides. It can't merge into its surroundings on the open sides. So what makes the Abdullah on the other two sides? I don't have a mechitz, and I don't have a mechitz. So here I think Abdullah is chalik. On the third side, what makes the Abdullah is the tefach. Because the Torah said you need a tefach. The Torah didn't say you need a tefach for nothing. The Torah said that even on that side you need to have a tefach. So Stomay Kifay will show you that the Torah is telling me that that side has the Havdalah from the tefach. Not with the Rayim. It's not a Rayim. The Rayim wouldn't be part. It's not a Gudasik. The tefach has been Kaimah. But the tefach defines, like I said before, the tefach defines, like a sign. The tefach defines in Kaimah the Havdalah on the whole third side. And I know that's how it works because I see the Torah required a tefach. If the Torah required a tefach, it's not for naught. The Torah required a tefach. It must be that the purpose of that tefach is to be mapped on the third side. And what's mapped on the fourth side? What's mapped on the fourth side? On the third side I have a tefach. What's mapped on the fourth side? There I don't even have a tefach. And I don't have Oymen Rub either. Mele on Shabbos I have Oymen Rub apart from all four sides. That's so because I don't have Oymen Rub apart from all four sides. So what is mapped on the fourth side? So here I have to say that the fourth side doesn't even need a mechitza. The fourth side, once I have mechitzas on three sides, the fourth side is Nivdelis Me'ele. It's Nivdelis Me'ele. You can understand about Balabatush. I know where the fourth line is, so that's how it is. It's a Hilchus. It's not impossible to intuit it also, but that's the Hilchus. The Hilchus is the fourth side does not need any kind of Gena. Doesn't even need a sign. Doesn't even need a Tefach. And the sign on the third side, you need a Tefach on the third side. To be Mavdal on the third side. The fourth side is Mugdelis without any Oymed. Without any Oymed. Once I have everything else in place, the third side is Mugdelis Me'ele. So now what happens if I have such a sukkah? Shtayin kukos nashisa hu tefach. So what I'm stressing is there's a havdol on the third side, there's a havdol on the fourth side, but they work differently. The havdol on the third side is the tefach. The tefach is mouth on the third side. It's not nivdelis, not mudelis melech. It needs a tefach. The fourth side is mudelis melech. Now what happens when on Shabbos it comes down in sukkahs? In Shabbos of sukkahs. So the Gemara says that you can carry in the sukkah. The way Rashi learns the Gemara, there's a mikvah you can carry in the sukkah. So what exactly is the mikvah? Mele on the third side, what's the mikvah on the third side? I need a havdalah on Shabbos, I need a havdalah also from both four sides. Normally on Shabbos, the havdalah works on the third side I have a mechitza, on the fourth side I have a mevuvel aparts. Over here I have neither of the above, I don't have a mechitza, and I don't have a mevuvel aparts from all four sides. So where's the havdalah? So I have to say a mikvah. What exactly is the mikvah? So again, I think it's going to be chol. It's going to be a different migah for the third side, a different migah for the fourth side. The migah for the third side, meaning what's mavdil the third side in Hilchos Shabbos? Normally, you need a mechitza shleima, daifin shleima. Here, I don't have it. So, what makes the havdol on the third side? It's the migah. But what's the migah? Migah is the thing that's mavdil the third side for sukkah, for sukkahs, is mavdil the third side for Shabbos as well. That's the migah. And what's mavdil the third side for sukkah? What makes the Havdalah on Sukkah? What's Mavdal the third side for in Hilchos Sukkah? The Tefach. So the Migah says that Migah, that the Tefach has the Koyach to be Mavdal the third side in Sukkah, so the Tefach has the Koyach to be Mavdal the third side in Shabbos. That's very nice for the third side. But what about the fourth side? The fourth side also needs a Havdalah. So what's Mavdal the fourth side in Shabbos? Normally, if you only move all the parts, because it's even all the parts, you move four sides. Here I don't have that. So what's Mavdal the fourth side? I have to say it's a different Migah. The Migah living in Sukkah, the fourth side is Mugdalis Me'eleo, even though it's part of Mugdal Oymed. So on Shabbos also the fourth side is Mugdalis Me'eleo. That's a little bit of a different Migah. That Migah, Rabbah didn't say Beferish. which Rabbi talks about the third side. It's in Migad Abi Doifim and Yusuf Abi Doifim and Shabbos. He talks about the Tefach. I'm saying, but you need another Migad for the fourth side. The Migad for the fourth side has nothing to do with the Tefach. The Tefach's not working for the fourth side. The Migad for the fourth side is that Migad and Ansukas, the fourth side, Mubel is Me'elel, even they don't have Oymu Mubel Aparts from all four sides. So even on Shabbos, when normally you would need Oymu Mubel Aparts from all four sides, it's Mubel, the Migad tells me that it's Mubel is Me'elel. Rabbi didn't say that. Rabbi in Rabbi's words. I'm making that up. But it's not absent from the Gemara either. The Gemara does say that Migad. Who says that Migad? Who says this Migad? Migad and Sukkos. Normally in Shabbos, you know, you move all apart from all four sides. But on Sukkos, Migad that you don't need, Migad that it works, Migad that you don't need, that it's Mudelis Melech, you don't need, the fourth side doesn't need, you move all apart from all four sides. So it works for Shabbos as well. It's not in the words of Rabbah. Maybe it's implicit in Rabbah's case, because Rabbah is allowing you to carry this in pizza that only has a size of chosen shusit or whatever. But the words that Rabbah said were Migadavi Doifim in Shabbos, they Migadavi Doifim in Sukkavi Doifim in Shabbos. Rabbah talks about the Doifim, the third Doifim. He doesn't really talk about the fourth Doifim. But the Chor, you have to say there's a Migad for the fourth Doifim too. It's a different kind of Migad, not a Migad in the Tefach, but in this other Migad. That on Sukkos is Mudelis Me'elel, and that works for Shabbos as well. But I think it has a mokum achit in the Gemara. It's not this migad that I'm saying that you have to pass it over here. And the rabbi didn't say it, but it has a mokum in the Gemara. You know who said this migad? Abai said this migad. Because Abai says that there's a migad, that migad that oimid, that poets move ala oimid, works for sukkah, it works for Shabbat. That's the migad of that Abai told me. Abai said that on Shabbat is a din, you move ala poets from all four sides. Like it says in the Abai says, Sukkah doesn't need it, Sukkah is allowed to be parts from the other two sides. And Abai says, but there's a migoy, Sukkah, Shechali is B'Shabbos. There's a migoy that just like on Sukkah, it's allowed to be parts movable. So on Shabbos also, it's allowed to be parts movable. Well, that's the migoy that takes care of the fourth side. So that makes me much more comfortable, because now I'm not making a migoy that don't exist in the Gemara. The Gemara has two migas, two migas from Sukkah to Shabbos. Rabbah's migay, which is a migay about the third, about the tefach. If the tefach has a din, the tefach, which normally on Shabbos would not be enough to be ma'abdul the third side, but since on Sukkah it's able to be ma'abdul the third side, so it works in Shabbos as well. That's the migay for the third side, but we're still in the migay for the fourth side because the fourth side is still parts. And Shabbos Mela, it's not so terrible because Shabbos Ayin Du Mela Parts move four sides. So you have it for something to be mapped to the fourth side. Maybe this is a maybe my language is over simplistic. I'm saying mean mapped to the fourth side. It's mapped to the whole heck. Ayin Du Mela Parts, the Mechitz is a mapped to individual sides. But there's an Ayin Du Mela Parts move four sides that's mapped to the whole heck. That Abdullah is total the fourth side too. Like Sukkot, you don't have that. There's no Eimid Mubel Aparis from all four sides, so there's no Eimid that's Mabdul the whole Heker. So what's Masak in the fourth side? So you don't need it. Mubel is Me'elel. Well, that's Abayi's Migoy. That Migoy that on Sukkos, you don't need Eimid Mubel Aparis from all four sides. So on Shabbos, Shechali is Besukkos, you don't need Eimid Mubel Aparis from all four sides. That's the answer. That's the answer. That's the Migoy that takes care of the fourth side. It's more of a fortune than more in my language than at first appears, because my language is a little bit overly simplistic. I've been talking about Oymid Merubah Laparitz is going to the fourth side. And the Merubah doesn't talk with fairness about the fourth side. And I want to bring up the point. The real, probably the more precise way to say it is Oymid Merubah Laparitz from all four sides provides a certain amount of Havdolah that all four sides share. And that's the Havdolah the fourth side has. The other three sides need more. The other three sides need a Mechitza Shleima in their own right. Four side doesn't need that. But everything needs some kind of Eimid Merubah Laparitz in the Hekef HaKloli, and that's what the fourth side has. The other sides have more, but the fourth side, at least it has, that it's part of Eimid Merubah Laparitz. And so, because you don't need that. So what happens when Shabbos falls out on Sukkos? So what's with the fourth side? It needs normally to have Eimid Merubah Laparitz from all four sides. No, that's what Abai said. That's Abai's Migad. That Migad that on Sukkos, you don't need Eimid Merubah Laparitz from all four sides. So on Shabbos, you don't need Eimid Merubah Laparitz from all four sides either. So in a way, Rabbah himself needs to come out with Abai's Migad. Because Rabbah is only misakin the third side. But you need to have a tikkun on the fourth side. At least you need to have a tikkun on the, you need to have dal on the fourth side. So that you have to come out to, At least on the level of Ayman Ubala Paritz. Rabbi was Masachin the third side. But what happens in a Ayman Ubala Paritz? You need Ayman Ubala Paritz, because otherwise the fourth side is not Mubdelis. Eretz is that's a Bible. So Mela, that this I think first of all explains. Rabbi couldn't. And why didn't Rabbi just say that? Why didn't Rabbi just say, "Well, at Sukkot you have parts mivulaymed and it's good enough. So and Shabbos is good enough also." Why did Rabbi have to talk about the third side? Because that's the emes. Even at Sukkot, where I don't need oymed mivulaymed parts from all four sides, and the fourth side doesn't need any abdalah at all. It's mivdelis meileh. The third side is not mivdelis meileh. But that's the emes. The emes is that on Sukkot the third side is not mivdelis meileh. The fourth side is mivdelis meileh. And Sukkot, that's the chiddush. The fourth side by Sukkot does not need any Abdul at all. It doesn't need any Mubel parts, more four sides, Dekhakoli. And it doesn't need even a Tefa garnish. It's Mudelas Mela. The third side is not Mudelas Mela. The third side needs a Tefa. So Rabbi couldn't just say Abaisnik. Rabbi couldn't just say, well, Sukkot you get away with parts Mubel Oimid. So Shabbos and Sukkot you can also get away with parts Mubel Oimid. That might be true, but it doesn't help for the third side. The third side even on Sukkot needs the Abdullah. So Rabbi needs to explain that the Abdul that the app for the third side on Sukkot by Sukkot works for Shabbos too. Migri that the Tefach is Abdul in Sukkot, it's Abdul in Shabbos. I die in Haben Shoyel. But what about the fourth side? What happened in the Vayimu Mela Parsh from all four sides? What happened to the Ekev HaKolim? That advises. You have to say. That's advice Kasha. The advice seems to say not the way. No, it's not true. It is true. That there is such a Migri. We have to come out to Abayis Migli also, because it's not a posh. The emes is posh. Why do we need Abayis Migli? Otherwise, it will be posh. So we need to come out to Abayis Migli, and we need to come out to Rabbis Migli. So first of all, copy the question of the Hashem. What are the Rabbakam of you? I think the Havan itself is good. This is the bridge between the two Rashi's. And the one in Rashi says that the Hilchasa says that the Doifah, the Tefach, is a Doifah Shleimah. The other end Rashi says that the idea of the Hilchasa is that you only need from two sides. So it was sort of bothering me. What exactly is the nature of the Hilchasa? The nature of the Hilchasa is saying you only need to have a stima on two sides. Whereas the Hilchasa is saying that there's a halacha that the tefach is kilu well not kilu nimshach, we don't say kilu nimshach in Rashi, but that the tefach is able to be a third side. Like which is the what exactly is the work that the hilchasa does? Does the original hilchasa, the hilchasa of shtayim v'chazon shisei kilu tefach? How do we understand it? Is the shtayim v'chazon shisei kilu tefach saying that really Sukkot needs the same kind of mechitzas as Shabbos, the same number of mechitzas as Shabbos, but the tefach kilu can the tefach has more power? Is that what the hilchasa is saying? Or is the Hilchasa saying that Sukkot just needs less machitzas? In a way, it's a tension between the Rashi's. The Rashi about the Tefach being the Doifin Shleimah sounds like the idea of the Hilchasa is that the Tefach has power to be a whole machitzah. On the other hand, the Rashi about a Parash Mubal Oymed sounds like the Hilchasa is saying that Sukkot needs less Oymed than Shabbos does. The answer is, both things are true, because there's two different Nidoinim. Because, first of all, there's the Nidin of Abai, the Hekef HaKloli, and Shabbos is in the Hekef HaKloli, has to be Oymed Mubal Oymed. And it says in the Hilchasa that you don't need by Sukkot. You only need to be Seisim Shtayim Kolchos Meshishta Tu Tefach. But at the same time, Kimlu Lechitka to the Gemara, that the Tefach over there is not doing nothing. This Tefach that's on the third side is not like, you know, just in order that you should have two and a fraction of Mechitzas. The Tefach on the third side is doing work. That's a Chazal and Suda Halacha. The Tefach is doing work. What's the work that the Tefach does? The work that the Tefach does is that it's going to the third side. But you still have the other part of the Hilchasa that I don't need to move other parts from all four sides. That has to do with that, if I call it. Both things are built into the Hilchasa. So now I was thinking, first of all, copy the question of the Hashlama. Now here I have to say a little bit of a leap. But what was Hashlama's question? Hashlama's question was, very nice to have a Nigoy. The Nigoy takes care that the Tefach is Misak on the third side. But you need a ticket on the fourth side. Midrabon, you need a ticket on the fourth side. So how are you allowed to carry? What does the Niga do for the fourth side? Midrabon, you need a lechi, you need a kaira, shnei lechayayim. Where did that go? So the Meiri says the Meiri is in the Havdol of the Ol Rishus. But that's not the Rashi. Rashi is not the Meiri is in specifically in the Aymud of Aparos. But the Aparos of the Aymud are specifically in the Daifin, in the Tefach. So what about Lechi HaKara? How does the Meiri take that off? You need a Meiri sack in the Ruach HaRavis. So maybe we can settle here about that even the Rabbanon require Lechi HaKara and Shabbos to be the Rabbanon. That the Rabbanon required a ticket on the fourth side, it's only on Shabbos where even midiraisa, you need a hekev from all four sides. In other words, it's came deraisa ticket. The deraisa ticket in us already, that you need to have oimu mu'ala parts from all four sides. It's not like the fourth side doesn't need any kind of hekev. Not the fourth side needs a hekev too. The device of the level of hekev that you need for the fourth side is that it's part of the hekev by chlovi of oimu mu'ala parts from all four sides. So midrabbanon, they said, it's not enough. Midrabbanon, you have to have a real hekev on the fourth side. You have to have a lechi, you have to have a kohen, you have to have more on the fourth side. It's built on top of what we already have midiraisa, that the fourth side midiraisa is also not nothing. The fourth side midiraisa also needs to be gadur, but only gadur in the level of the hekav hakoli of ayinu malaparts malaparts midalim luchis. But it's the yisoy is the din midiraisa that you need a hekav that surrounds the mechitzah from all four. You need a hekav from all four sides. You need ayinu meruba from all four sides. In the Mela and Shabbos out of Sukkos, we have a miga that says that you don't even need even the ruvel parts from all four sides. You don't need a hekev. You don't need the hekev akloli. You only need to be goyder two sides in the tefach. The other sides don't need to be goyder at all. So there, the Rabbanon doesn't apply. The Rabbanon is built under the raisa that you need to have a hekev akloli. They need to have even ruvel parts from dal ruchas. Shabbos shechal v'sukkos, you don't have that requirement. Shabbos shechal v'sukkos, the fourth side is allowed to be totally porous because it's mubelis meila. So Mimela bin Pilhaya Soid Nafal Kolabinyan. The Darabonans are built on top of the Deraisa. The Migle takes off the Deraisa, Mimela the Darabonan falls apart too. The Darabonans are supposed to separate on the Deraisa. If Migle obviates the need for the Deraisa ticket, but the fourth side has a ticket with Deraisa. What's the ticket with Deraisa? I move well apart. The Darabonan, you need more. So if Migle says you don't even need the Deraisa, so Koshkin, you don't need the Darabonan. The Ilmoli, this or everything, so I said, but the Miga has nothing to do with the fourth side. The Miga is speaking about the third side. What does that do with the fourth side? That was the Miri's Kasha, that was Hashlama's Kasha. The Miri's not, the Miga's not talking about the fourth side. All the work of the Miga is on the third side. But Midrabanan is thinking that it's sticking that's needed on the fourth side. The answer is, no, there's a Miga for the fourth side too. The Deraisa, even Midrabanan is a Miga for the fourth side. The Deraisa Dika Miga for the fourth side is that Midrabanan, because is that really by Shabbos you should need to have a ticket on the fourth side of Ayman Ruba? Comes along Abayi's Migah and says that on Sukkos you don't need the ticket on the fourth side of Ayman Meruba. Well, the same Migah that says that I don't need the Ayman Meruba on the fourth side because it's Mufdelos Me'elel, so Me'elel removes the need for a ticket in the Rabban Nida. Because the Migah says that on Sukkos the fourth side is allowed to be parts. It doesn't need to be Ayman, then it doesn't need to have a Lechi or a Kohen. And Shabbos, the fourth side needs to be Ayman. It needs to be Ayman to move other parts. In the Hekif HaKol, he says. So then Shabbos, you can have the Rabban Dika requirement that there should be other Tikkunim too. That's part of the questions that I asked to answer. So I thought with this, maybe we could also go back and we could explain a few things that we had trouble with in the past. Once we have this way of thinking. Remember, going back to the beginning of the sukkah, seems like a long time ago, we had the Moshe, I said, have a chetan mamigoy. So the Kad Ravasi say you have to put a keneged reish tor. She mechs a kedalad mechitzas. So that this much we already said at the time. What's the mile of dalad mechitzas? You don't need dalad mechitzas. No, there's a concept of a room with more four sides. There is a dalad mechitzas kind of thing. Actually, that's not so adequate anymore because now we're learning that in sukkah you don't need a room with more four sides. Anyway, we had a question at the time. You need the Rav Kana and Rav Asi say you need to negative Torah in order to shimu mechzik a dalad mechitzas. So how come when you have Gimel Mechitzas Shleimus, you don't need the same thing? Kana Rashi, we're only talking about when you have a Shlishas Tefach. But what if you make Gimel Mechitzas Shleimus? Shemayim Le'olam, Kana Rashi would say the third Mechitzah has to be on the slant. So why not from Onoshach? If you need Mechitzas Gedal Mechitzas, why do you need Mechitzas Gedal Mechitzas there also? So I think the answer is this. At least in the light of what we're saying now, we can suggest the following. I've been saying that what's Misak in the Ruch and Sukkos, you don't have Oymu Melach Hartz. But you need to be Misak. What is Misak in the Ruch HaShlishis? What's Mabdul? You need to be Mabdul the Rishos. So what's Mabdul the Ruch HaShlishis? So I said the Tefach. And what's Mabdul the Ruch HaRavias? It's Mubdelas Neila. That's how we learn. And I think that's true. But not in a Pratner Rasi. I think that's good for Pshat in a Pratner Rasi. Pratner Rasi held that the Tefach has to be Mabdul the third and the fourth side. They didn't agree to this notion that it's enough to be Mabdul the third side and the fourth side will be Mubdelas Me'elel. But they hold you have to take the Tefach and put it in such a way that it's Mabdul both sides. Me'elel. If you have three full Mechitzas, so then if Kana Rashi don't have a problem then what's Mabdul the fourth side? And go up in Shabbos. What's Mabdul the fourth side on Shabbos? Ayman well apart. Ayman well apart. It's more four sides. So on Sukkos as well, if you had Gimel Mechitzas Shleimus, akin to Shabbos, so you'll have Ayman well apart. It's more four sides. No, not always, but let's say there's a normal case. You'll have Ayman well apart. It's more four sides. So Mela, that itself, why should it be any worse than Shabbos? Just like on Shabbos, Ayman well apart is enough tikkun for the fourth side. The fourth side doesn't need its own tikkun. You have to share in tikkun akvali of the Ayman well apart from the whole heck. So that's much as you need it by as much as you have by Shabbos. You have by Sukkah as well. Make a pace. You have to have anything more. No reason to think Sukkah needs more than Shabbos. But if you only have a Tefach, a Shlishis Tefach, you're using the Hilchos of Shlishis Tefach, and part of the Hilchos of Shlishis Tefach is that you pack it, don't need Ayman and Bumala parts from all four sides. So then, Kana Rasi held that that Tefach is being Magdal not only the third side, it's being Magdal the fourth side too. Because that's their side. They think that the Tefach has to be Magdal both sides. So that's a very happy mind of Kedeged Rosh Tov. Means very Meruvach. Chayil asking, well, wait a second, but what about a case where you have three full Mechitzas Shleimus? But I don't have my Meruvach from all four sides, which could happen. What if I have three Mechitzas Shleimus? But each Mechitza is like, 70% Oymed and 40-30% parts. Now, if you had the third side, then it's going to be parts Meruvach and Oymed from all four sides. So in a case like that, would you have to put the shlishis? Would you have to put the shlishis also connected with Shtar? So the answer is yes. I think you would, and it's not rochay. When we talk about three mechitzas shleimus, we mean three mechitzas shleimus that would work by Shabbos. A classic. It's three mechitzas shleimus where I don't need to come on to the hilchos of shlishis tefach. Well, what are three mechitzas shleimus that work by Shabbos? According to Rashi, by definition, that means three mechitzas shleimus that are Ayman and Mumal apart, from all four sides. Because Rashi shows that's what Ayman and Mumal apart means in Hilchos Shabbos. So, the minute, if you have three mechitzas shleimus that are not Ayman and Mumal apart, from all four sides, then in the regular, then you really don't have three mechitzas shleimus, at least not in Hilchos Shabbos. So, and therefore you have to come on to the Hilchos of Shlishis Tefach. So even though it looks to you like you have three mechitzas shleimus, you really don't have three mechitzas shleimus because for Shabbos it wouldn't be good. What you really have is shtayim kilchosim shlishis tefach. Just your tefach, you have a very long tefach because you did more than you needed. But you still need to come onto the hilchos of shlishis tefach. Well, to the extent that you need to come onto the hilchos of shlishis tefach, the kind of Ramashi gets taken, you have to be mindful. Can I get a race start? Also, I think maybe there's a Revach in the Paket. I think there's a Revach. I mean, we have to be much a little bit Mikshuta. But maybe we could say even a Revach in Kaku the Mogad Avraham. The Mogad Avraham is going on the Ran. Ran says that you can't use past the Ran holds, you can't use Mechitza Shokonim for the Mechitza Skil Chosim. Maybe you can't even use Lovet at all. That's how I live the Ran. But I can put the Mogad Avraham is very bekitzer, and that's clear everything how he learned the Ran. But he points the Ran at the Zion that you can't use, you need a Shiharoi. Anyway, it says in the Ran, this much for sure says in the Ran, that you can't use the mechitzah shel kodem for the shtayim tilchos. We learned pshat in the Ran that not only can you not use the mechitzah shel kodem for the shtayim tilchos, and you can't even use a bat dalet. You can't use lovin at all. And maybe that's what the Mogen Rambam understood also. I think that's the emes. The Mogen Rambam is a little bit saucy. But be that as it may, so the Mogen Rambam asks the kasha, what do you mean? The Gemara says the mechitzah shel kodem works. The Brisa that we're learning now, the Brisa says that the mechitzah shel bavashli yivikonu lechaveri gimel tochem, and it works by sukkah too. So answer the Mogen Rambam, that's the case. We have the mechitzah shel kodem from all four sides. Mechitzah shel kodem from all four sides. We asked at the time, I think we asked at the time. So what is that? Four sides. Three sides should be enough. It's like going from Shabbos. Like, the Havon in the Mogen Avraham is, that's the way we do. The Havon in the Mogen Avraham is that you can't use Lovud when you come in line for the special Hilchus of Shtayim Til Chosim. When we need the Shear of Shtayim Til Chosim, like they announced the Nusach, our final Nusach. You can't use Lovud when you start the Shear of Shtayim Til Chosim. Well, actually, we had two Nusachs. It gets a little complicated. Going back to reference a lot of things. We had two nuschois, how to understand pshat in the Mogen Avraham. And by extension, the guy, what's the difference if you have four sides or you only have shtayim tilchos? The original nuschach that we said was that when you have all four sides, you don't need the chiddush of shtayim tilchos in the system. So then you could use lovud. When you only have shtayim tilchos in the system, then you need to come out to the hilchasa, the chiddush of the hilchasa. So the chiddush of the hilchasa was only said with lovud, without lovud. It was only said with salad mechitzas. Maybe because, like you said, they're not, like we said later, it's not mistar for the shear. Lovud is not mistar for the shear. That was later on we came out with the idea. But akaponim, when you need the chiddush of the hilchasa of shtayim tilchoson, the shear meshach sukkah, then you can't use lovud. Let's say that lovud is not mistar for the shear. But when you have regular mechitzas, you don't need the command of the hilchasa of shtayim tilchoson. You have regular classic mechitzas that would work by Shabbos. So then I don't need the hilchos of shtayim tilchos in the shlishis of the tefach. Then I could use the mechitzah shel kodem, like going from Shabbos. That was one mahalat that we said in the Mogen Avraham. And they go. So at the time, we asked, so fine, but then three mechitzah shel kodem, why does Mogen Avraham talk about four? So maybe we could say, I think I mentioned it in the past, but now maybe it's like more, we can see it more. And maybe when the Mogen Avraham says four mechitzahs, that doesn't mean mamish four mechitzas. He means I'm going to move all the parts, move four sides. Because when you have, let's say, three mechitzas, but the three mechitzas, I'm going to move all the parts from dal ruchais, so those are shabbistika mechitzas, so then I don't have to come out to the hilchas. In the Chanami, if I had three mechitzas that were I'm going to move all the parts, move four sides, then maybe that would go into the Mogen Avraham's teretz. Yeah, it's a little darker than the Lashon of Mogen Avraham. Oh, we can say it without the Mogen Avraham. We can say, if we're not going to say it in the Lashon of Mogen Avraham, we'll say it, I'll leave it there. And maybe that's the thing. In the Goyim, it's less problematic. The Goyim also talked about Dalad Ruchas. The Goyim was going in the Rambam. Remember, the Rambam is talking about the Ram. The Goyim's going in the Rambam. The Ram sheet that happens in Hilchos Shabbos in Dalad Ruchas. The Ram is a Das Yochid. That's where it's just a Yochid in Dalad Ruchas. They're already in Hilchos Shabbos. Three Mechitzas is only a Karmus. Okay, so the Ram is like a whole different. So the Goyim might have talked about Dalad Mechitzas, because in the Rambam it would have to be Dalad Mechitzas. But the Mogen Avraham is going in the Ran. The Ran is an ordinary Yishun who subscribes to three mechitzas by Shabbos. So maybe, if you're allowed to learn, maybe with this Malach, it's not after three mechitzas. Not after four mechitzas. Three mechitzas, but I'm going to move as far as move four sides. And if it's not Mamas to come under the Mogen Avraham, but we could say it on our own. We had another Nusach today. Not to get what I'm saying today. We had another Nusach to explain the Mogen Avraham, and then it would explain the Talad Mechitzas. And that was to say that the reason why you can't use lovud is because you need a shear. Shtayim tilchos and shlishis tefach. The shear meshach sukkah. Shear aroi, you need a shearim. Lovud is not the start to shearim. As far as maybe if you have a mechitza shleimah from all four sides, then you don't need a shlim, then you don't need a shear. Because then look a shear godl mizeh that the sukkah is totally surrounded. That's a different svar entirely, and then that would explain why it's different than Shabbos. Well, Shabbos only needs three mechitzas. Sukkah may need less, but there's. But in sukkah, the chetzah shul sukkah has a shear. Okay. Anyway, this is the main thing that I wanted to work out today in the Rashi. This mahalach. I think in the Pater Rashi it's very Rishmakir Elach. Maybe this piece about the Mogen Avraham. There's other ways to deal with it, and that's so important to me right now. But the relevant of Kanar Vasi is very Gishmak. Why are Kanar Vasi required to negate Rosh Torah by a Tefach, but they don't require to negate Rosh Torah when you have a Mechitza Shleimo? That's good for the Pshat. When you have a Mechitza Shleimo, then I don't eat it. Then the fourth side is Emun Mel HaPoros. It's the same as Shams. Emun Mel HaPoros, four sides. When I have a Shlishis Tefach, then I don't have Emun Mel HaPoros, four sides. Then I'm going with so then what's Mesakan the Rosh Shlishis? What's Mesakan the Rosh Shlishis? The Tefach. Kanar Vasi held that Tefach, then it has to be connected with Torah, if it's Mesakim the Teruchos. We don't hold like a Kanar Vasi, because we hold the Tefach only as Mesakim the Ruach HaShlishis. The Ruach HaRavias is Mesukim Me'elel. That's why the Moshe Rabbah, when he talks about the Migo, he doesn't say Migadavi. The Rabbah says, Migadavi Doifin Lin Yisuk Ravi, Doifin Lin Yishabas. He doesn't call it Tfanis. If Rav Kanar Vasi were saying the Migo, they would have said Migadavi Tfanis Lin Yisuk Ravi, Tfanis Lin Yishabas. But we're not Rav Kanar Vasi. Okay, let's see if I have anyone. Let's pick it up again from HVA Abai. Just a couple of minutes. Yeah, we're hardly on anything really. HVA Abai, Nia Mida Migoy, Botanya, Dayton Sukkah, Dayton Shabbos, Vashley, and Connor Shabbos, Gimel Tokha. You say a Shabbos, not Sukkah, Shabbos, and a Terrace, and a Bible, but a Torah, but she ain't him a Sukkah. So, my love, you say a Shabbos, the Sukkah, No, you say a Shabbos the Alma Shabbos the Sukkah. There is a Migoy. Right, the Gemara Yochi, listening to me. This is Abai asking the Rabbi. Listening to me. Let's say another case. Listening to me. You say a Sukkah the Alma Sukkah the Shabbos. You Sukkah the Alma boy tefach soicher. You Sukkah the Shabbos boy tefach soicher. The Sagi Belechi, the Atu the Amid, Sichach Gamim Mavi Sheish Belechi Kosher. So this is the third Migoy. Rabbi, the third Migoy, the Gemara hasn't yet quoted, but Abai is already referencing it now. Abai said, Rabbi had another Migoy. Rabbi said, bottom of the Omer, Gufa Merabba, the Rabbi said that if you have a Mavi, when Rashi learns the case, it's an open Mavi. And over here, you put a Lechi. So on Shabbos, it will be good enough. Midrash. The one is not good enough. The Midrash is good enough. It's Machaikis in the Marnari. It's totally if Lechi Mishim Machitza, Lechi Mishim Mekera. If Lechi Mishim Machitza, then that's called you have three Machitzas. And if you're Midrash, this is the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Get Midrabon or not. Because the time it holds Midrabon, it's also good. But we don't, that's for sure, we don't pass it. It's only good Midrash. Rashi also says it's only good, it's good Midrash. So Midraisa, this is the Rosh Hashayochid, Lamanda Om Alechim Shem Mechitza. So therefore, Migoy, that this is a good Mechitza, and it's not a Tefach. It's only not a Pasdalad, it's not even a Tefach, it's a Lechi. But Shabbat Migoy, the Avidoyfin, and in Shabbos, Avidoyfin, the Indian. So but this is the first time we're having a Migoy that's running in the other direction. So why didn't the Baisa say this? Yes, Sabbat. I don't know why the Baisa say all the Migos. But anyway, why did the Baisa say this? Come on, it's a funny lesson. The Sukkah Dam Levoy Tefach Seichet. The Sukkah the Shabbos Levoy Tefach Seichet. If this wouldn't be Shabbos, the Gemara says, unless it wouldn't be enough, you would need a Tefach Seichet. What's the Kasha? Pasdala. You don't need a Tefach Seichet, you need a Pasdala. Yeah, the Ram talks about it. The Ram talks about it. No way, it's a side issue, but maybe it's indicative of something. Yeah, I think Sami Shalom say it is Rami. It means at least a book. It's a Machaikis. 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 According to Rav Simon Yitzchak Nida Pazdal, the Ran says it's a whole thing, but it's not talking about a funny. We're not going to talk about it now. The Ran says it's talking about a case where I was in Sachech over here, but there was a wall back here connecting the two side machitzes. So he says that's called Areva. Even though the Sukkah per se only has two machitzes, because this back wall is far away from the Sach, but it works to make the two side machitzes Areva, and that I only need a Tefach Seichet. That's a chiddush all by itself. Was exactly the shabbat. In any event, so So that's Abaye's kasha. Why didn't Abaye say this case? So Mar says, "Uli yitzchay." That's not a chiddush. Hashem mikilta lechamir aminim lechamita lekilta lekilta lekol shavet. You say migad from sukkah to Shabbos. Shabbos more common than sukkah. Kavachem you say migad from Shabbos to sukkah. Doesn't even need to be said. Yeah, we're going to stop here. But Agaburcha from this Gemara, this is one of the big kashas. And those who want to say the raid, which anyway we've been covering the whole time, that in sukkah there's some kind of halacha of doifah in the outside of hilchas mechitzah. And then on sukkah there's a din besides the hilchas mechitzah. There's a din doifah that you have to have. But how does that make any sense? How do you have a migah from Shabbos to sukkah? From Shabbos to sukkah, I understand that migah that it's a mechitzah for Shabbos, it's a mechitzah for sukkah. But sukkah needs something else that Shabbos b'chal doesn't have. So what's where's that going to come from? How do you see from here that's not true? There's also rate out there that there may be the reason why you don't say the reason why you need a shlishis tefach. And it's not enough. We're talking about the shlishis tefach. The lechi, the miga gets rid of the need for a shlishis tefach. Left out of lechi. I have one kasha. Maybe I'll just leave you with this kasha. I don't have a tenet to this kasha. The Rishonim said in Daf Dalet, so many Rishonim in Daf Dalet, Shabbos, Daf Zayin, Rishonim said Yisoy, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, they all said Yisoy, because the basic difference between Mechitzah Shabbos and Mechitzah Sukkah. The Mechitzah of Shabbos were only interested in the Pu'ula of being greater than Rishos. Mechitzas of Sukkah, we need the chetz of the mechitz itself, because the chetz of the mechitz itself is part of the Sukkah. And therefore, what they were talking about, we spoke about this many times, is that on Shabbos, it's enough if I have, let's say, 5 tefachim of height over here, and then I have another 5 tefachim of height over here. And even though they're far apart, it doesn't matter, because the person that's in the Rishus Yoch, it is Godom, he feels that he's Godom. There's no, the Rishus Rabbim and not Bekeh. But on Sukkah, the Rishonim say, there you need to have one of chetz shel mechitzah. It has to be chitzah ani keres imo. It has to be smuch l'schach. The chitzah itself has this part of the chetz of the Sukkah. So the mele, it has to be low, but it has to be connected. So chora, it comes out, perish Rishonim, that Shabbos does have that Sukkah has a certain halacha, quality halacha that Shabbos doesn't have. It needs to have something that Shabbos doesn't need. Shabbos needs the pulis hagidol. It needs the pu'ul of the mechitzas. But the chetz of the mechitzas themselves are not important in Hilchos Shabbos. In Sukkah, you need to have the chetz of the mechitzas. Because the chetz of the mechitzas is part of the chetz of the Sukkah. With all the nachimins of the Rishonim, a dumb brain. So how do you have a migrah from one to the other? How do you have a migrah from Shabbos to Sukkah? So fine, Shabbos, the lechi, is able to do the work that a mechitzah on Shabbos has to do. But on Sukkah, the mechitzah has to do something else. The mechitzah has to be part of the chetz of the Sukkah. So at the end of the day, it's still sure, happy to have a nigga. Okay, just like I asked on the Reg, Stifler and others, that, you know, there's a din doifin outside of Hilchos Mechitzah. Out of the Mechitzah. Shabbos is a Mechitzah, and Sukkah is something else. So I say, you can't, it must not be. But even so fine, it's on Shabbos, and Sukkah is only, there's only Mechitzah, all there is Mechitzah as far as the eye can see. But it's a different, but the Mechitzah is different. And Shabbos, I only care about the pu'ul of the mechitzah, the gidur of the mechitzah. The pu'ul of the mechitzah is soysim. And sukkah, the mechitzah itself, is part of the chetz of the sukkah. So at the end of the day, just because something is a mechitzah for Shabbos, why should it be a mechitzah for sukkah? So it needs to be thought about. I'm not sure. You know, it's better, maybe still better, because we're still talking mechitzah. Maybe it's not as bad as in the Reg of Doifim. It's still a mechitzah. At the end of the day, it's a mechitzah. But it's a different thing. It's the chetz of the mechitzah itself rather than the pu'ul of the mechitzah. So how can you immediately make the leap from one to the other? Akrikachim Ori doesn't think it needs to be said. It's like possible if you can say Migla from Sukkah to Shabbos. So Ein Soach Loimer, you can say from Shabbos to Sukkah because it's Mir Chamir to Lekukah. Yeah, but it's different. Anyway, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.